Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show, talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse. We have really been engaging in talking about how to rebuild your self-esteem, how to rebuild how you feel about yourself after being in an abusive relationship. So, hope you are ready for our ride on today. I will also be giving out information how to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You may reach them by telephone, by texting, or by chatting online. Okay? So here we go. Talking today. Now, we gave you the phone number. It's 563-999. Can't even read my writing. 3694. Feel free to call in to say what you need to say about what you'd want to get off your mind in reference to your relationship. That number is 563-999-3694. Now, we'd like to give you the number for the domestic violence hotline. That number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. They have very strict guidelines on how they have to respond to people that call in. So please, please call in. Okay? They take your information very seriously. They take you seriously for calling in to share your information with them. So please, you may call the Domestic Violence Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may also chat online to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, and you will text the number to text the word START to is 88788. So feel free to call in. You do not need to give any information about yourself, no personal information at all. Just call in. Just call in to talk about what you may be experiencing, what you don't understand about something going on. You don't know what it is. You just need someone to talk to. Call in about what you're experiencing in your relationship. And once again, I thank you very much for calling in. We have 11 minutes left on the line. So share your story. You need support as you heal. So if you don't have a close friend or someone that you can trust to talk to, go ahead and contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And you may also write, you can write down how you feel, you know, what you think is going on, and then I would destroy, you know, what you wrote down. You know, just don't leave it laying around for the abuser to find the information, okay? So hopefully you have engaged in writing down positive comments about yourself. Getting rid of the negative thoughts about yourself, feeding yourself with positive stimulus to get rid of the rebuilding your self-esteem. You are rebuilding how you feel about yourself, your self-respect. You're rebuilding your abilities. You're rebuilding your own self-worth. which has been damaged as a result of being in an abusive relationship. And don't worry about your voice and thinking that someone's going to recognize who you are. What you're doing is you're trying to do better for yourself. And while you're discovering yourself, you are going to begin to realize that it's going to become easier and easier to talk about what you go through and what you have gone through. So feel free to call in. That number is 563-999-3694. The number is 563-999-3694. And probably in a few weeks, hopefully I'll be able to give a definitive deadline. We're going to be going live, period, to talk about subjects that people do not want to talk about. It's going to be called TTLO, Take the Lid Off, talking about subjects that people do not want to talk about. So in building your positive self, again, you will learn how to shine again because you are coming out. So it's what now after an abusive relationship? What now is regaining your own self-esteem, regaining your own self-concept, how you feel about yourself. That is what is waiting after you after the abusive relationship. Now, maybe someone listening really needs to find someplace to go, really needs to find someone to talk to, really needs to find different shelter. And if that's the case, you need to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And once again, that number is 800-799-SAFE. That's 799-7233. 800-799-7233. And you may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. You may also chat online, thehotline.org. You may also know someone that needs this information that you can share it with. You know, I was thinking about myself and what now after abusive relationships. Well, to be honest, it's what now after you realize that you are in an abusive relationship. What now after you realize that you have been being abused? What now am I going to do? So with some of the information I just said within the last few seconds, if you go back and start reading through or listening to the broadcast that's already aired since the beginning, you will gain a wealth of information. You know, people are in abusive relationships and don't even realize that they're in one. They know that something is wrong and something is going on, but really do not know what it is. Sure, while I'm talking, you may call in. I'm right here where I can answer the phone. So it's very important for you to realize that psychological abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, it wears hard on an individual's entire dynamic feature of one's life. It weighs heavily on an individual. And even now, after I have been able to verbalize as much as I have on this show about the relationship that I have been involved in and gaining my own self-esteem back, there are still times that I want to say something, and I don't because it leads to a whole string of words I don't need to hear. No, not curse words, but words that are not answering what I have stated but words that will choose to come out to demean me in any way. So some conversations I stay away from because I don't need anyone to be putting me down or saying something to make me have self-doubt or not want to talk. So for that reason, there are some conversations, if you're still in an abusive relationship, that you just don't want to bring up. No, my spouse does not hit me. My spouse does not curse me. But my spouse does have a tendency to say things I don't want to hear. So what do I find myself saying now? You know what? I don't want to go there. We don't argue, we don't fuss, and we don't fight. And I think this year I probably would have been married 35 years. I'm not really sure about that. I have to count it up and see. But what I'm trying to say is this. There were red flags. If you go back and listen to the beginning of the broadcast when I first started, there were red flags that I was not aware of symptoms of things that an abuser say or does that allow you to know that they're an abusive person, you know? So that's information you can pass on also to other people. So you have 2 minutes if you want to call in and say something. And before I forget, I want to thank you very much for being dedicated listeners to the show. And I know just by listening, it also helps you to build up your character and your courage. So domestic violence hotline, phone number once again is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Or you may chat online, thehotline.org. You may chat online, thehotline.org. Or you may text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. And your first time calling or contacting the National Domestic Violence Hotline is anonymous, okay? It's a one-time confidential contact between a user and an advocate, and with no identifying information is verified. So after that, they will get your permission for you to be calling in and speaking to them. So remember, do not blame yourself for being in an abusive relationship. I know good and well I don't. Except that you were in an abusive relationship, or except that you are in an abusive relationship. Now, if you're like me, if you're in one and you don't feel threatened, you don't expect the person's going to harm you, that's one thing. But if you feel like the person's going to harm you in any way, you need to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Restore your self-confidence. Continue to list your positive qualities and achievements. Be more assertive and speak your mind. But sometimes it's not good to say some things because it will trigger other things. Do not criticize yourself and replay positive ones. I thank you very much for listening today. Please pass the information on to others. You don't know what goes on behind other individuals' closed doors. You don't know what's going on in someone's life unless they share it with you. So pass the information on so that others may benefit from hearing this good news talking about being in toxic and abusive relationships. Thank you very much for listening on today, and may God continue to bless you. See you on next Tuesday. And I'm thankful to the Lord that I was able to come online. I made a doctor's appointment, and they ran late getting me in, 45 minutes late. But I was able to get out on time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.